the Big Three League. If you're not familiar with this, they created this a couple of years ago. It's a bunch of former NBA players. We had Carlos Boozer on a couple of weeks ago. He's a part of this league.
Jacked about it, too.
Very excited. It's a three-on-three league, and they're coming to Toronto July 27th. You can get tickets at big3.com. So it's a bunch of former NBAers, guys that you would know. And it's going to be in Toronto. And Ice Cube, you know, he's a part of this, and he's been promoting it for a couple of years. And he's been doing the rounds a bit recently, and we're like, we got to get this guy on the show. Like Ice Cube, NWA, his own rapping career, the Friday franchise, Barbershop, 21 Jump Street. I mean, he's been in so many different movies.
Yeah, he's got a deep resume.
Yeah, he does. And he's been around for a long, long time, and now he's gotten involved in this. So Hunt tracked him down. We had him on earlier. Another pre-tape.
Amazing
the
stuff.
The second one in 2 days. But these are the kind of pre-tapes where you're like, yeah, we'll do this. Don LaGreca, yes.
Yes.
Ice Cube,
yes.
Yes. So we caught up with Ice Cube earlier this afternoon, and we began by asking him again about this Big Three League and how it's coming up here in Toronto Friday, July 27th. And we asked him out of the gate, will you be making the trip up to Toronto?
Oh, yeah. They can't keep me away. You know, the beautiful thing about this is seeing it in person. You know, it's cool on TV, but to see seven-footers playing half-court three-on-three basketball, it's you got to see it. It's crazy.
We just listed everything you're known for, and I mean, you've been a rapper, you've been an actor, you're an entrepreneur, you get into so many different things, I'm sure on the side and in the background that we're not even aware of. Why get invested in this? Why are you so passionate about the Big Three League?
Because I'm a fan of basketball, for one. Another, you know, I grew up playing 3-on-3. I know how heated and passionate 3-on-3 games are. And I was just like, I looked around and I said, why isn't this elevated to the pro level? And, you know, and there's a lot of different reasons. One reason is, you know, interest in trying to build a sport from the ground up, and how do you get, you know, American interests who are, you know, have big major leagues to suck up all the oxygen. You know, you use players they know and players that they've grown to love who still can play the game. You know, these guys, they may not be able to play an NBA schedule, but they can play half court 3-on-3. And man, it's amazing to see, you know, them play basketball on this level. And the IQ is through the roof. And, you know, a lot of these guys, some of them still can get up and get busy. So it's a ferocious game, and you got to see it in person.
Well, that's, you just mentioned, ferocious, quite intense. Does it get pretty gritty as far as guys throwing the body around and stuff? Is it a lot different than NBA style?
No doubt. You know, this goes back to an era where, you know, a lot of us miss is that battle in the paint. And, you know, these are battles in the paint. You got to have all-around skills with 3-on-3. You can't hide like 5-on-5 because you got to be able to dribble, pass, shoot, defend, or you're going to get exposed. So, you know, you got to have your skills together. We got a 14-second shot clock, so the game is fast. And these guys go at it. You know, we've had some NBA players watch our games from the audience, and they said the intensity is like an NBA playoff game. So it's just great.
We're chatting with Ice Cube again. Big 3 comes to Toronto Friday, July 27th, and you can get tickets at big3.com. Notable superstars that will be included this summer: Amari Stoudemire, Chris Birdman Anderson, Nate Robinson, and many more. Those are guys that, you know, any NBA fan would be familiar with. But there is a connection to the NBA. I mean, like you said, a lot of these guys, they played in the NBA, and now they're playing in the Big Three. If you could pluck one guy who's playing in the NBA currently, pluck him and place him in Big Three, which guy would you choose?
I think Steph Curry would be an amazing Big Three player because, you know, he's exciting with the basketball. He has a long-range shot. You know, we have a four-point circle. So, you know, I think it'd be exciting for the fans. I can't wait till he's ready to hang up his NBA shoes and put on some big three ones.
Yeah, is that? I mean, do you have to court these guys? I mean, what's your sales pitch? Like, I would think a call from Ice Cube probably does a lot of it, but what kind of sales pitch are you placing on these players?
Well, these guys, you know, they want to compete. You know, I think, you know, it's a fire that's still inside some guys. You know, some guys, when they retire, they're done. They don't want to see a basketball. And we don't want those players anyway. We want players who still have the hunger. Some players that we have, you know, believe they can make it back into the NBA or at least to get a visit to a camp, just try to make it back. So, you know, we don't have players that's done. These guys still have the hunger for the game. And it's a player-friendly league. You know, it's ran by the players. There's no owners, no GMs. You know, our captains and co-captains and coach run the team, and they figure it out. And to me, you know, it's great. They get to hang out with each other. You know, the camaraderie is crazy. The trash talking is crazy because they can't get away from each other. You lose to a guy, you're going to hear him talk smack. You know, the game's got to count. There's only 10 of them. And you play each other pretty much once, so you have to go at it. And it's just, to me, it's just great competition. And who wouldn't want to be in the gym when these guys are going at it?
Yeah, it's amazing, and obviously we're very looking forward to it. I'd be remiss and mad at myself if I didn't ask you about your original singing days or hip-hop days where with MWA. I mean, I know it's a generational thing, and how proud of you are you of the band, and also how much play you've gotten recently, again, with a different generation, with the movie that came out?
You know, I've always been proud of NWA and, you know, just being from the West Coast and being able to carve a niche for ourselves in hip hop, which is dominated by the East. You know, just being able to do that and to be known as, you know, a great group in hip hop, to me, that would have been good enough. But now it seems like, you know, the world has caught up to what the movement was all about and what we were all about, and to, you know, give us things like, you know, getting us into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, our you know, records being, you know, recognized at the Library of Congress and things like that let me know that now the world really understands what we were trying to convey. And having Straight Outta Compton come out and do what it's done has really introduced a whole new generation to what NWA was about. And, you know, and it's the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, I'm not saying that we were saints, but to me, that's kind of what it was all about. It was all about, you don't have to be a saint to still, you know, make an impact and to still make a difference and to still lead a productive life.
We're chatting with Ice Cube again. He's going to be up here in Toronto the end of July with the Big 3 League. You can get tickets at big3.com. I mean, when you were rapping and when you were in NWA and then when you left the group, and it was really illustrated well in the movie, you know, you were not shy to take runs at people if they took a run at you. And, you know, I'm sure what's going on here in Toronto with Drake and the Drake and Pusha T stuff. You've been involved in mm-hmm. these rap beefs before. You've written and produced diss tracks before. I mean, you're the perfect guy to ask because we've been talking about Drake a lot in Toronto. What's that like? Mm-hmm. I mean, what's that like being involved in like a rap beef and diss tracks? I mean, what's that like being the primary figure in one of those?
Well, you know, it's like kind of having a target on your back because you never really know if a beef is going to come off record and impact you in real life. You know, you never know, are we going to run into these dudes and it'd be a scrap because it's happened. There's been shots fired before. So you never know when a beef is going to be going to go overboard. So it's a real intense time in your life and in your career because you never know. You know, everybody knows you, but you don't know everybody. So you never know you know, when a fan or a friend or a lunatic is going to come out the woodworks and turn it into something different. So, you know, it's a moment in your life that you, you know, everything is on edge, and you better be ready for anything.
Obviously, your resume speaks for itself, but rapper, actor, entrepreneur, I mean, you wear a lot of different hats. If someone were to just show up out of nowhere and meet you and ask you to use one of those, to use one word to describe your career and who you are and what you are and what you're most proud of, how would you describe yourself?
I describe myself just as, you know, one of your homies. But in that sense, I would describe myself as an entertainer, because I don't want to, you know, put myself in any kind of box. I never seen myself as, you know, a rapper, then an actor, then a, you know, it's, you know, I'm me. I love entertainment. I know how to do it. I think I know what's cool and what people like, and I love to work on it, you know, behind the scenes and in front of the camera. So, to me, you know, whatever you call that, that's me.
Well, I'm a huge fan of the Friday franchise, and I know there's a lot of news out there that you guys are going to have a fourth installment of that franchise. What's up with that? I mean, what can you tell us about what people should be expecting, fans of the Friday franchise?
It's going to be fun.
It's happening, though?
It's going to be, oh, yeah, we're putting it together, but we got to put it together right. You know, everybody want it, but nobody wants something just thrown together just because they want it to be done right. So, to me, if we can't do it right, you don't do it at all. And so, you know, it's getting to the point where it's being done right.
How many of the players in the Big Three League are basically trying to get in the good books here and try to get that acting career off the ground? Any chance any of these guys get in the movies?
Man, Mike Bibby has been bugging me. Nate Robinson hit me a few times. I think they all would want to do a little cameo. I can't have a movie with a million cameos in it, you know, so it's funny how many people want to be a part of it. And it's crazy how many fans are just on my back and on my case to get it done, you know, and I will. But I got to do it right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Looking forward to the Big Three League coming up to Toronto. Again, it's going to be here Friday, July 27th. Fans can find tickets at big3.com. He is Ice Cube. He will be up here in Toronto the end of July. We're looking forward to it. Best of luck with this. Best of luck with everything you've got going forward. And really appreciate you doing this today. Thank you.
I mean, thanks for having us. You know, Toronto, you know, I know you guys are big basketball fans. I see you guys crowd that mall every time y'all have a playoff game, and it's crazy. So, you know, come on out to the Big Three. Affordable ticket, four games for the price of one. Can't beat it with a stick. Let's do it.
Can't wait for it. Thanks, man.
All right, take it easy.
Ice Cube on Overdrive.
Big fan.
Friend of the show. We'll call him up again down the
road. Friend of the show.
Can't beat it with a stick.
He was... He's good. Very.
That was one of our better pre-tapes.
Yeah, it was very good. And the Big Three League coming to Toronto July 27th. Big3.com. So Ice Cube will be up here.